cut and fasten a stub at the top of it so he could turn it around, and he bored some holes 6 and 8 feet deep in the ground, just mocking his daddy and granddaddy bored that way.
Very good. How about when you were young? Did you ever have anything made of wood go up and down like this?
They call them a flying genius. No one, a rocking horse, that's what we call it. They made flying genius. Go out there and cut off a tree up about waist high and then trim around spindle up on top of it. And then they split another one open and put it down inside that fence and then turn it round and round. It'd go, it'd cut pole 12, 15 feet long, you see. And they called it flying genius. Three or four would get sitting on, somebody'd push it and go round and round. Flying genius, they called that. But that was a seahorse, seesaw, you used to think about it. You put it across a log or a stump or anything, and one on one end, one on the other, seesaw.
I see. Did you have anything any musical instruments you blow through, like a harp?
I don't remember any. Oldest boy bought that piano, then went to playing it, and then he bought him a French harp, and he took lessons through the mail. And he learned to play very well, but the youngest boy took it up and he just went wild over it. He just get out and just knocked that thing all to pieces. Now he took up the oldest boy's music and studied it, see.
Did any of your children have one of these things?
Juice harp. I don't think they ever had one. I've seen a juice harp. I don't think they ever played it.
Did you, when you were young, did you play in different ball games?
Yeah. You asked a while ago about the school, the church business. Now we played. We played town ball with my eyes, and baseball and basketball hadn't come in use at that time. We played town ball, and there was a big open field out there. Uncle's pastor out there close by the schoolhouse. And, but when I first started the school, now I went to school in the church. There wasn't any school building there. And you went to school in the church just a few months in the summer. And a heap of times there's a subscription school that they just paid the teacher themselves, you see, before they had any school. But about my time of going to school, they built a new church and it's still up there at Antioch now. And when they done that, they built a schoolhouse on a different tract of land close by, a new schoolhouse, and started school all during the winter months, you see. And they didn't have any fire in any heater in the church when they built it. So on preaching days and Sunday school and singing, they went to the schoolhouse, but the weather was bad or cold, you see. Well, down there. Prayer meeting in the schoolhouse. But we had a ball court down there in the pasture close to the schoolhouse, just right close by, and had a good ball team. We played town ball, and they'd choose up and choose sides, you see. They had a bet that somebody made or bought that was good. They'd pitched up somebody to catch it, and that'd win. Whoever came out last got the first choice of who he's going to play. And he, the other man choose, and they'd just choose back and forth until they got all of them chose to play, and then they'd start playing, you see. And as soon as one man fouled out, while he sat down to another man come in, play town ball, didn't play no baseball.
What did you call it when you got, if you start?
Had the base around that first, second, third base.
I see.
And if you crossed him out with the ball before he got the first base, why he was out, you see.
Out.
Come back, the next man would take the bat and he'd see if he could get any further. Cross him out before he got to the third base and so on. If you make a home run, he'd go all the way around.
Home base.
Yeah, we had some boys that were really good ball players and played good games. And we played match game with another school when we could get together on it. But you know, the thing that confused the school business back then, the worst thing, back when I started school, you had the old McGuffey's reader and the Davies arithmetic and the blueback speller. And that was about all the books you needed. And if you was the oldest child, you started it. And if you had 10 brothers and sisters, the youngest and used the same thing. Well, he learned to spell before he ever knew what the book was.
I see.
So they had to change them, you see. And when they changed them and got that primary history and primary geography, back then they had the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth reader. As you got where you could read, they'd move you on up as you read one book.